This next story is from our weekend show here at KNKX called Sound Effect. Every week, the show has a theme, and this one is about the old me. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Another direct descendant of Chief South is part of our show today. His name was Henry Moses. He was a member of the Duwamish tribe, and he was the inspiration for Renton High School's mascot, the Indians. The Indians came into existence in 1920, and to be clear, this choice was not meant to be racist or blind to hurtful stereotypes. But almost a century has passed, and the lens through which this name is viewed has shifted. Back in 1920, the old Renton Indians were a source of pride connected to one person, Henry. Today, the name the Indians elicits feelings of shame from some students at Renton High School. How the Indians have been viewed by the local community over all these years is the focus of a new exhibit at the Renton History Museum. Sarah Sampson, the museum's curator, takes us back to the very beginning.
Back then, there was a Duwamish Native American named Henry Moses who was playing on the sports teams and attending the school. He was very athletically gifted, though he was short, but he was a good basketball player. And so he was a part of a basketball team that did really well, and other teams that they were playing against started calling them the Indians as a derogatory slur. And it was quite rare to see a Native American playing on a team with all of the white boys. During that time period, most Native Americans were either at boarding schools or they were not going to high school. So it was very rare, and they obviously did not react well to losing, and so they started calling them the Indians. Henry's teammates, and this is how the legend goes, Henry's teammates took on the name and said, yeah, we're the Indians. So they became known from that point as the Renton High School Indians.
Tell us a little bit more about Henry Moses. What was his family history like?
So Henry Moses belonged to the last remaining Duwamish family to live on their ancestral land in Renton. And they were right along the banks of the Black River, so they were able to maintain a fair amount of their native culture. They made and used traditional canoes, they fished salmon, and his mother prepared it. We have a lot of basketry in our collection that his mother and then other ancestors had made. As a whole, the communities definitely seemed to accept the Moses family as part of them. They were their neighbors. They lived amongst the white people as more and more of them moved in.
What did the early version of this mascot look like?
Very early on, they didn't actually use a visual representation of it. Back in those days, they were very frugal with how they did things, and so a lot of uniforms were even sometimes homemade. And so you were kind of lucky if it said Renton across it and that you matched decently well. It wasn't until really the 1950s when graphic depictions were used to represent the mascot.
And what did those look like?
Very stereotypical. They look kind of one of two ways. They would either be the stoic Native American who was very proud, or it would be kind of the more nefarious depiction of Native Americans. So, for example, the back of this band uniform that was used from 1968 to around 1984, it has a picture of a Native American, and since the school color is red, the Native American is red, so that touches on the whole red man, quote unquote. And he's carrying, it looks like, a tomahawk and is possibly marching off to use that tomahawk on somebody. Yeah, he looks very angry. And I do not have, you know, an exhaustive collection of everything that was ever used for the high school, but the things in our collection, not a single one of them actually looks Pacific Northwest Coast in nature, nor does it look Duwamish in nature.
Was there a time when the mascot for the high school got caught up in the debate over what mascots should look like and how Native Americans should be depicted?
Yes, when the 1970s rolled around, the student council actually took the project on and started down the road of trying to change it away from the Indian. And at that point, Henry was deceased, but his wife, Christina, was still living. And she actually wrote a letter to the school asking them to keep it, saying that Henry had always, he was always very proud that they had that name. The words that she said he said was that Indian stands for determination, bravery, and strength.
So the students were offended by their mascot, but Henry's wife was not.
It appears so. And I mean, they dropped the issue once they got the letter from her. And then the name has stayed the same since then. Though since the 1980s, the school's really kind of phased out using graphic depictions of Native Americans. And so they're just simply known as the Indians. And most of their jerseys don't even say the Indians. They just say Renton on them.
So has it faded out?
I know that there are still people who want it changed. We actually got input from 5 Native people within the high school today, 2 students and 3 employees, and all 5 of them expressed that they would like to see it changed. There was one participant who responded to us that said when he attended the school, he never told anybody that he was part Native. He always just said he was part Filipino because there was a lot of stereotypes being floated around about Native Americans, and a lot of it had to do with the name of the mascot, and he just was not comfortable explaining that to people.
How do you see the school going forward in preserving the history of Henry Moses and the role that he played, and yet honoring the feelings and emotions of current Native American students?
The school's actually done a really good job, as far as I can tell, introducing Henry Moses and explaining the history of him and the name to the students. In fact, there's a portrait of him hanging in the main office of the high school. But moving forward, it's clear that a lot of students aren't comfortable with it. And I don't know if they're going to stick with the name Indians and try to find a graphic representation that would be more maybe honoring Native American art. Rather than ever using the depiction of a human being as an Indian again. But as far as I know, there's no official movement to change it right now, but there definitely have been rumblings about it.
When people come here and look at the exhibit you've put together and you've researched, what do you want people to come away with?
I just want them to understand the full history of it, from where it started in banding around Henry Moses and making him feel like he belonged to, you know, the 50s through the 80s, which was really the heyday of using the stylized imagery that included a lot of negative stereotypes of Native Americans, and what that does to the Native American community and what that does subconsciously to everybody that's taking those images in. Because if that's the only thing you're seeing about Native Americans, you're going to start to internalize these negative stereotypes about them.
That was Sarah Sampson with the Renton History Museum. You can check out this exhibit about Henry Moses and the Renton High School Indians at the museum until May 17th.